hold start time. Enter your PIN followed by the pound key. If you are not a TalkShoe member, press 1, then... You are now joining the call. You are unmuted.
Okay, well, Logan, you here? Logan. He was on, but he had to leave here. Looks like Russ is in.
Russ, let Russ call in.
Well, he can call in, or he can call in to my house phone. Dare, are you on the phone?
I think right, yeah.
Okay, nobody's on the phone. And, any case, yeah, well, folks, he's calling in, and, I'm hoping that Gary will go ahead and call back here. Anyway, I got the chat room open, and I'm going to go ahead and start the show here in 30 seconds. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All righty, folks. Let me see.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Zogling, Quakerman, Mamzer, Ass Clowns, across the fruited nut, Zog Plain, in the open air Coast Coast Nut House, we call Zog Babylon the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. Tonight is the 11th of July, 2013. It's episode number 182.5. It is 8:45 Granby Uncentral Unstandard Time. And, folks, we are actually, well, as usual, fashionably late. Tonight, what I did is I went ahead and, rebooted Toshiba number 3. And got a new Tor window browser up. And heck, I was in around, about 8:25 or so. And, meanwhile, I was, doctoring Roxy. And I got done around 8:30 or so. And essentially, I've been running and scurrying around telling people that the show is in. And it looks like Russ is in. Looks like Gary is in. I'm gonna go ahead and continue with the monologue here. I'm gonna go ahead and mute Logan, and I'm gonna go ahead and continue with a short monologue. All right, folks. Tonight there's not much going on in the bowel movement. You still have the same Jews like Alex Lender, A.K.A. Lender, Eli James, Joseph Stalin, Cuss November, Miles Swill, Finkelschini, Dan Johns, and Jeremy Visser. They still pretend to be white non-Zogbots, which is fine. Folks, seeing is believing. I don't need a DNA test to look at Visser and see that he's a hooked nose, reptilian-eyed, Sephardic Jew Melungeon. And tomorrow, supposedly, maybe, you never know with Obagender Bender and the Pisser Possum, maybe they'll have a show tomorrow, going head-to-head against Logan Hunter's show. I'm not worried about it. Now, Tuesday night, I read and I completed the book of Joshua. I had to essentially go through it abbreviated, didn't read it all, but essentially I told all the highlights about how the land of Canaan was divided up and how they were not all exterminated. Now, going in with the list of exterminations, I don't think that Jerusalem, a.k.a. where the Jebusites were at, was, taken, but maybe it was. But they came back. They were there, 400 or 500 years later during the time of David. So, essentially, the Jews we will have with us always until it comes time for Christ's return. And I believe that, I'm not sure if Christ will leave alive any Jews at all. That is up to Christ. But so there's not much going on in the bowel movement. The same old stupid crap here. So I'm not going to go ahead. Oh, puppy dog just jumped in my lap, didn't you? Well, hey, you are determined, you little flea bag. Anyway, I'm not going to talk too much about what's going on in the bowel movement because it's the same old stupid crap. Nothing new. What is going on is the largest shitstorm outside the bowel movement. Now, what I see is a George Zimmerman's trial is coming to an end. And you had this prostitutor, he was lying his head off. You had a few Jew lawyers saying that's okay for prostitutors to lie. It's okay for them to pull this crap here. And essentially, Zog Babylon thinks that dangerous nigger thugs have a, quote, right to be dangerous nigger thugs and run wild assaulting beaner Jews who happen to have concealed guns. Why, no wigger or even beaner kike has any right to follow skulking nigger thugs, and when, you know, said nigger thug attacks a wigger or a beaner, why prosecute the wigger or other temporarily protected minority? Now, they made a big thing about George Zimmermanser not being racist. Essentially, there's supposedly been a white man who was an open racist who essentially shot that nigger for no other reason that the nigger was beating his head into the sidewalk. They'd have first-degree murder charges on him. So, folks, I have a different policy here. I look at all these creatures here, sort of like gay weddings and all this sort of thing. I don't have a problem with gay weddings any more than any regime criminal or Jew should have a problem with registered weapons. You're looking for those when the time comes that you hunt down and exterminate in front of the rest of the creatures to be exterminated. I wouldn't mind going ahead and looking through the list of homosexual weddings and essentially going ahead and pokerizing both of them, shoving a red hot poker right up their assholes. Essentially, they won't have any defense. Well, hey, you went in and got a gay marriage license, didn't you? Yeah, well, okay, that, I assume that's because you're a faggot who wants something that you shouldn't have. Don't worry about this crap. Well, I have a better idea for this trial. What you do is you take the prostitutors' family, their children, grandchildren, parents, brothers, sisters, cousins, and what you do is that since you want to go ahead and criminalize self-defense, saying that a white man has no right to shoot a rampaging nigger, a skulking nigger who assaults him, what you do is you tell that prosecutor, you tell the police, you tell them that, hey, this nigger is going to take your children, starting with your children, he's going to go ahead and straddle and rape and do whatever he wants to, but among that, he's going to go ahead and beat your child's head right into the concrete, you know, right into the concrete. Now, you have a choice to make. Now, you can go ahead and say bang, which means the nigger stops. He's been virtually shot. Which means, you know, or you cannot here. You can go ahead and be probably far more merciful to let that nigger go ahead and pound the brain matter out of your children. Because what you've done as a regime criminal, you have said the white men have no right to defend themselves against niggers. They're a protected minority. So essentially, you have no right to protect yourself. You have gone ahead and used the, quote, law. You have committed an act of treason. But if you go ahead and say bang to keep the nigger from beating your kid up, then essentially you have just pled guilty to exterminationary treason. In which case, you're to be skinned out. You're to be, you know, you're to be gelded, you're to be blinded, you're to, you know, you're to be going ahead, essentially have all, you're to be made an example of. Now, what I recommend is that if they have white children, their children are responsible for the crimes of their fathers and grandfathers, just like Saul's sons were responsible for his crimes, just like Ahab's sons, whether or not they were from Jezebel, were responsible for his crimes as well, to the fourth or seventh generation. Police hate it when I say is that, hey, you commit a crime, even if you get alive here, sooner or later, someone, one of my people, whatever, can go ahead and essentially put them to death, do whatever the hell they want to, because you violated the law. You went ahead and committed an act of treason. Essentially, what you do is you make it to where treason, essentially treason committed under act of law, is an extermination offense here. It's a treason. Anybody who supports the traitor is also deemed guilty of treason. And as a result, any Whigger who's left, any Whigger who's left here, what I would do is I'd go ahead and put crucifixes to the right, to the left, when you're crucifying these criminals and their families and their friends, and any Whigger who thinks that he gets to go ahead and plea for mercy, unmerited pardon. Essentially, you want to play Jesus Christ? Well, we'll go ahead and put you up on the middle of the crosses, you and your entire family, and we will go ahead and see whether or not you come back in 3 days. Blasphemy. Well, no. I think that if you go ahead and you use the power of the state, an ordinary criminal under the law of Moses was to be hung, was to be executed, was to be stoned. You read in the Bible that, hey, mass family punishment for mass family sin. Achan was put to death, and every member of his family and his animals were put to death. Well, these animals did everything to it. Well, that's not the point. The point is you make treason. You make something that will hurt the rest of the tribe a matter of treason, and you put them to death. Now, how are we going to get there from here? And the answer is, don't worry about it. You have all these people running around trying to build a movement. I don't. I believe that things will fall apart, that the Great Tribulation will happen. And in that Great Tribulation, there will be, I don't know if there's 120 million Whiggers left here, relatively pure-blood Whiggers left, but I believe that there's 120 million Whiggers who will pass for white. I believe that they will die. I believe that about 170 million Muds will die too. And I believe that all the Jews will die as well in this great collapse, this great tribulation, which is happening. So, essentially, I don't think by the time it comes time to go ahead and deal with the criminals, there's going to be anybody who has any use for them. You sold your soul to Zog Babylon. You became, well, Gary's been called, Elder Gary's been calling proselytes. Here, that's his good name. Essentially, you're an adopted spawn of Satan, and you should be treated as a biological son of Satan. In fact, you ought to be treated worse, because you had the option of choosing good, and you chose evil. And people say, oh, this is awful. Well, maybe it is. It's awful to evildoers. I was looking yesterday. Here is this bitch up at Joplin here at the Children's Center. Oh, she's talking about how they went ahead and destroyed about 1,000 families last year. I think one is enough to go ahead and make you eat your spawns nuts. I think one is enough to go ahead and force you to sodomize your daughter with a broomstick, before we go ahead and take a DNA test and see whether or not your children, if white, are essentially to be made into helots and to be made into an example. Folks, I don't believe the Whiggers. I think Whiggers are a waste of, Whigger skin. I have a dream. I have a dream to where there's only about 10 million ex-Whiggers on this continent, ruled over by 10,000 warlords. Now, you might say is that Christ will return and keep you from doing all the horrific things you have planned, Pastor Linstead, and that might well be. When I say this here, I'm talking to those white men out there in the belief that if they do not talk about, if they do the horrific things that need to be done to to save the white race, and I'm not asking you to build anything. I'm not Harold Covington. I'm not asking you to build anything. I'm merely asking for you to go ahead and have great pleasure in destroying those who have done you and our race wrong and who want to exterminate us. And therefore, you know, you deal harshest with the traitors. I don't blame a Jew for being a Jew. He's a spawn of Satan. He can't help himself. Every time a Jew calls in like Dembski or something, I'm looking and I'm waiting for the snout to come out. Where, kike? You know what I mean? So like werewolf, you go ahead and you see the old snout go out in the ear, you know, the old pointy ears and the fur and the claws and the teeth. Well, whenever I see a Jew here, even a good playing Jew here, I'm looking at where, kike? And I don't expect niggers to act any different than what they are. They're just beasts of the field. You know, if it was up to me, any nigger who caused trouble here over what, it's time to have a Fort Pillow pogrom. Oh, Nathan Bedford Forrest had it right here. Hell, here's these niggers. Here's these unionized niggers taking up arm against white men. Just kill them. Don't worry about it. Folks, I believe if the South had gone ahead and been as smart as Samson, even though he was a mighty man, in some cases he went to work. He trapped 300 foxes and tied their tails together and put a torch there and burnt out of the fields of the Philistines. Subjected them to being starved to death. And essentially, if you had total civil war, fought rather than a war of attrition when you are outnumbered 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 to 1, essentially you'd make it quite clear is that there is nothing to be gained. There's nothing but war. If you've gone ahead and created a 30 years war, that has created far more religious freedom. My ancestors here, the Linsteads and the Schmitz, by going ahead and rounding up some Roman Catholic and pissing and shitting in a tin bucket and heating it up and throwing it down their throat and asking them, is that, hey, if your faith is enough, since you don't believe in letting white men decide their religion, but you want to follow the Baal cult symbol, let's go ahead and see if your faith is enough to turn good boiling Swedish piss and shit into the blood and body of Christ. From what I gather, none of them passed that particular test. Folks, there is nothing. I mean, if you're going to go ahead and put up regime criminals, why? Just by going ahead and using the power of the law to destroy Yahweh's servant nation, you've cut yourself off. And it says many times here that the soul that goes ahead and goes against Yahweh's nation is to be cut off. And in some cases, it wasn't voluntarily. Anyway, folks, I've ranted and raved enough here. I was just so mad last night listening to listen to these idiots. Essentially, some sanctimonious, cork-eyed mamzerous yap shit about how, oh, they had to go ahead and take 1,000 or so or 1,200 kids away from their families in Newton and Jasper County. No, they didn't. You pull this crap, you might as well go ahead and just go out there and bite off your spawn's testicles. You might as well go ahead and sodomize your daughter, your mamzer daughter, or your wigger daughter with a broomstick. Because that's the beginning of what's going to happen to you, what you've done to my family. Folks, I don't believe in forgiving. I don't believe in forgetting. I only believe in forgiving and forgetting with my brethren. Them, you forgive and forget, but they have to have repentance. If they don't have repentance, essentially all they are is just a Jew trying to go ahead and fuck you over. You need to remember that. Anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take about a 30-second break. I'm going to go ahead and look at the chat room. I'm going to go ahead and mute Logan Hunter and Gary. And Russ, if you get a chance here, you can go ahead and call me in at 417-472-6901. So, folks, couple-minute break. Hail victory. Thank you.